Daniel Sedlacek, Book 5, Chapter 5, The Ecclesiastical History of England, by Venerable Bede. Chapter 5, How He Likewise Recalled by His Prayers a Thane's Servant from Death. At another time also, being called to consecrate the church of a Thane named Adi, when he had performed the required duty, he was entreated by the Thane to go in to one of his servants, who lay dangerously ill, insomuch that having lost all use of his limbs, he seemed to be at the point of death. And moreover, the coffin had been made ready wherein to bury him after his death. The Thane urged his entreaties with tears, earnestly beseeching him that he would go in and pray for the servant, because his life was of great moment to him, and he believed that if the bishop would lay his hand upon him and give him his blessing, he would soon mend. So the bishop went in and saw him very near death, and by his side the coffin in which he was to be laid for his burial, whilst all mourned. He said a prayer and blessed him, and going out, spake the wonted words of comfort, "Good health be yours, and that speedily." Afterwards, when they were sitting at table, the servant sent to his lord, desiring that he would let him have a cup of wine, because he was thirsty. The Thane, rejoicing greatly that he could drink, sent him a cup of wine, blessed by the bishop, and as soon as he had drunk it, he immediately got up, and shaking off the heaviness of his infirmity, dressed himself and went forth, and going into the bishop, saluted him and the other guest, saying that he would also gladly eat and drink with them. They bade him sit down with them at table, greatly rejoicing at his recovery. He sat down, ate and drank and made merry, and behaved himself like the rest of the company, and living many years after, continued in the same health which he had gained. The aforesaid abbot says this miracle was not wrought in his presence, but that he had it from those who were present. End of Chapter 5 of The Ecclesiastical History of England, by Venerable Bede.